So let's review. Today's daf began with Amar Yitzchok kol mesapa achri hames ki'ilu mesapa achri even. If someone insults a deceased person, it's as if he insulted a stone. The Gemara presents two ways to interpret this. Ikud amri d'lo yadu. Some say it is because the deceased are just not aware of what was said, and therefore it does not affect them. Ikud amri d'yadu v'lo yichpes lehu. And others say that while they are aware of what was said, they remain unaffected by it because they simply don't care. However, the Gemara goes on to say that in the case of Betzuvim Rabban and the Talmud Chacham, then Kutsh B'richu Tava B'Kare, that Hashem does care what was said, and that He will stick up, so to speak, for the Tzurva D'Rabbanan and punish the transgressor. The Gemara then points out that one should always give a Talmud Chacham the benefit of the doubt and never think of him in negative ways. As Debei Rabbi Yishmael taught, Im Re'isa Talmud Chacham Sh'ava Aver B'Layla Al Yahar Achar B'Yayim, that even if you see a Talmud Chacham committing a sin in the evening, you should assume that by the morning, he already did tshuva. Reb Shimon Levi then teaches us that B'chof dal mekaymis bezdin menadin al kvod harav, that we find 24 cases in the Mishnah where Bezdin would put someone into nidur or cherem, excommunicating someone for insulting the dignity of a Rebbe or for flaunting rabbinic authority. Reb Elezer, after searching throughout all the Mishnayos, came up with only three cases. Hamazalzim and Atilas Hedayim, one who is deliberately careless with the Gezeres Chacham of washing his hands before eating. Hamasaper Acher Mitasin Shal Tamid HaChacham, one who mocks the memory of a Talmud Chacham. And Hamegis Taiti Klab Amala, speaking disrespectful towards heaven, meaning Hashem, who is of course the ultimate rabbinic authority. First, Akavi ben Mahal was put into Cherem because he denigrated the memory of Shammai and Naftalian, saying that they gave Mayim HaMa'arim to a Geyeris only because they were Geyerim themselves. Second, Elazar ben Chanan was put into Cherem because he belittled the rabbinic institution of Netilas Yadayim. And third, Shimon ben Shattach wanted to put Chini HaMagal into Cherem because of the aggressive way that he prayed to Hashem for rain. The Gemara then presents two other instances of Cherem. Shimon ben Shattach wanted to put Toidis Ishroimi into Cherem for flouting the rabbinic prohibition against roasting a Gedima Kulis, a kid goat whole with its entrails beside it, on the Seder night, and Reb Elezer was put into Cherem for stubbornly sticking to his position against the Chacham on the issue of Tanu Shel Achanoi, an earthenware oven that was cut up into rings and then cemented back together with sand. As for Reb Shimon Levi, who mentioned 24 cases, the Gemara explained that he counted any case he found where a lone Talmud Chacham argued strenuously against the consensus of the Chacham, even if the Mishnah didn't specifically mention that he was subsequently put into Cherem because of it. The Gemara then moved on and presented several halachas regarding the exemption from Kriyat Shema and Tefillah that applies to people who are involved in the mitzvah of burial and nichum avelim. Tan Rabban, Ein metzinas ames samach leKriyat Shema. We don't begin taking a body out for burial early in the morning shortly before the time of Kriyat Shema unless the deceased person was an Adam Chashev, a person of unusual Torah stature. Another halacha, Tan Rabban, Ha'oiskin behesped. During the eulogies, the participants, one at a time, may quietly step outside to say Kriyat Shema. Another halacha. Kavur ha'mes v'chazru. Regarding people returning from the funeral who are forming the shura, a circle of row of people who offer the avelim words of comfort as the avelim pass through, if they have time to say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema before the avelim get there, they should do so, otherwise they are exempt. And in regard to the people in the shura itself, haroya ha'pnima p'tura. Only those in the innermost circle who can see the Avelim are exempt from Kriyat Shema, but those further out are not exempt. Rabbi Yehuda drew a different distinction and said, Haboyim machmas atzmam, those who came for the express purpose of being Menachem Avel, are exempt from Kriyat Shema, but those who came just to see the burial are not exempt. The Gemara then began an extended discussion dealing with two contrasting concepts. On the one hand, we find that Chazal said, Godel kavod habriyas, shadoich eloi saseh shabatera, that where kavod habriyas, human dignity is concerned, it can at times push aside even a lav in the Torah. And on the other hand, we have the idea of in chachma vein tivun vein etzel neged Hashem. No amount of wisdom or counsel can stand against Hashem. In other words, that no matter what, Hashem's commandments can never be pushed aside. The Gemara begins. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rabba, ha-moitzi kloyim bebigdei. If someone discovers shatness in the clothing he was wearing, poishton afil b'shuk, he is obligated to take them off right away, even in public, despite the embarrassment it would cause them because of in chachma vein tefun vein etzel neged Hashem, and adds that kol mokum sheshchil Hashem in chalkun kavod l'rav. When it comes to doing something the Torah prohibits, which is considered a chil Hashem, we do not take Kavadah Bris into account. The Gemara then asks, from numerous brises where Kavadah Bris did indeed override an Isser. From the Gemara's answers, we come away with the following. The general rule is that Kavadah Bris cannot override an Isser Min HaTorah, a biblical prohibition. However, when it comes to a mitzvah's assay, and in cases of mamonos, monetary matters, where the value of an item is minimum, the Torah itself allows for such an exception, b'shev val tasa, where no action will take place. A classic example of this is found by the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, returning someone's lost item, where the Torah says, v'hisalam to mehem, and you will look the other way, and Chazal say it implies that pa'amim sh'atim hisalam mehem, that there are times when one may look the other way, such as a zakon v'englifi chvaydai, an elderly scholar, where he will not be required to pick up a lost item of minimum value in order to return it to its owner. On the other hand, Kavadah Bris can override an isim d'rabbanan, a rabbinical prohibition. And the Gemara went on to explain that when the Brisa said that God l'Kavadah Bris, Shadoich Eloises Shabbat Tayyar, was referring only to the lav of Loisasur Menadavar Shigidilcha, the warning to listen to the words of the Chacham, which is in essence an isim d'rabbanan, who then have the right to tag on exemptions as they see fit, such as for Kavadah Bris.